This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tyrese Halliburton, another big shot, and once again, for a fifth time in the postseason, the Pacers have been down 15 or more and have come back and won games. They've done it to everybody. It's not just a Knicks thing. Everybody thought, the Knicks, they're doing it to everybody, including team with the best record in the NBA, OKC, last night. Wow, what a finish. So many crazy numbers, by the way. They are not only talking about the numbers, but what are you, shocking? First of all, the Pacers, if I would have told you the Pacers turned it over 24 times, that's a preseason game where all these new guys are getting to know each other. 24 turnover, or 25 in this game. And they still come all the way back, hit five threes. I think it was five threes in the fourth quarter. And then the crazy numbers just across the board. Outside of that, Pacers did a good job. Out-rebounded OKC 56-39. It was just a crazy game. Pacers had 18 threes compared to 11 for OKC. But all those turnovers actually – OKC seemed to have a double-digit lead for a lot of that game, and then at 94-79 in the fourth, all of a sudden they started to chip away, including a 12-2 run to end the game in the last 2 minutes and 38 seconds without getting too technical on all these numbers. Incredible. You got to make shots. You got to get stops. All of a sudden you hit one out of 2 free throws instead of hitting both of them. And then... let's not forget it. Now, SGA last night, the MVP, had 38 points, but he missed a big shot from what little fadeaway, what, about 12, 13 feet, 10
feet? Yeah, the shot that won him the MVP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That little fadeaway. Yeah. That's right. You're exactly right. That mid-range shot is his baby.
And now get ready for the conversations of how good is Tyrese Halliburton? Is he superstar? Is he the best player in the league now? Like, you're going to get
I don't know about best player in the league, but
you know how NBA
chatter works. But if you're looking at biggest games and a guy hitting the biggest shots, I mean, Tyrese Halliburton, who, you know, was sitting at the end of the bench during the Olympics and not playing, and everybody was – you know, kind of getting on him. It seems like, I guess, some guys don't like him. And they do these. I always love these surveys, these player surveys, and they get 100 or 200 of the players and ask them, you know, who's overrated, who's the clutch. They hit them with all the stuff that we talk about, hell, here on talk radio. And Halliburton gets ripped. He gets ripped. The most overrated player. The most overrated player is Tyrese Halliburton. Well, he's getting the last laugh right now because they got a game. For everybody thought they – Woody, you weren't one of them thought they were going to get swept. Did I hear you say that?
I don't think I said swept. I'd have to go back to the tapes. But I didn't think they were going to get beat up last night.
Well,
I just thought the Thunder, they seemed rested and they're at home.
Well, it's not over.
The series isn't over.
It's like we're going to talk today, and the series not over. This Edmonton and Panther game tonight, game two. I was telling you when you came in this morning that I really got a kick out of. I'd love to read what everybody in Canada is saying and the podcasters and the comments coming in from all the Panther diehard hardcore fans, and we always get an overreaction. We do in every sport. Everybody, well, it's a football thing. No. It really is. When you're passionate, your team's really good, all of a sudden you care a lot more. You've been a little spoiled as Panther fans. And so there's a little overreaction from some of the comments I saw, starting with Thomas Nosek, who is a delay of game, flipped the puck out. You know, automatic, not controversial. It's automatic, whether you like the rule or not. And they score in the overtime power play because of it. So I see people are saying, well, he should be benched. Wow. So he should be benched? Now I don't know what coach is going to do, but he should be benched for one play? I get it. It was a terrible time. Terrible time. And you saw what happened with it. Two best players on their team took care of business, and they win that first game in overtime. But, yeah, so anyway, we're going to have later on, we don't want to wake all our guys up here with the Panthers this morning, so we're going to have Jeff Rimmer join us. Rim, former voice of the Florida Panthers, who just retired after a long career, after here went to Columbus, and was a voice up there for a long time. So he'll join us later on in the show. We'll talk to him about everything and getting set for game two tonight, Friday night. Stay up late. You don't have to cheat on this one. A little coffee or a little alcohol, whatever it is, keep you awake.
Weekend games are good, man. The NBA screwed us. The game's on Sunday. But these series are, you know, the NBA and NHL series kind of similar, aren't they? The way they've started. You got two teams that have come back.
I think
the Panthers are, on paper, the better team. I think they're the better and deeper team. I don't know what you think, but
I do.
But I know Edmonton's got two, you know, stars, but the Panthers are loaded, and I think they're a better team than they were last year.
Well,
obviously the coach said that as well.
I understand all that stuff.
And I think the Thunder are the better team in that series too, but, you know.
It's one game.
The Pacers could win that series.
Well, it's
no
one
question.
Game. Don't.
I know it's one game.
It's one game. These guys didn't win all these games. I would just
say,
hold on. I got
to think the Thunder win the next game by 100, but
I
don't know.
I will just say this, though. It is a team sport, and we do put a lot on star players to be star players. Absolutely. But, man, you need everybody, your role players to – and, again, you know, SGA last night.
He's got to hit that shot, man.
Got to make that shot.
Yeah.
And should have been 40. We should have been talking about his 40 points and force him to hit a three to go into overtime.
Yeah, worst case scenario, you tie. Yep.
Right. And so
you can't give up those kinds of leads in these games, though,
no,
man.
I don't know.
We've seen so much of that in the playoffs.
Well, though, listen, this team, what a great story. This Pacers team, it's a hell of a story. All these comebacks, my God. And they've done it again in every round of these playoffs. They've done it against everyone. So we've got all that stuff going on. By the way, the Canes baseball team, game one today at 3 o'clock at Louisville in a super regional where all of a sudden you don't have to worry about pitching a lot of guys. You try to get these first couple games. You do whatever you can to win. Everybody's going to be ready to go. And you got game two tomorrow, matter of fact, at 11 a.m. if you're following the Canes baseball super regional. And so we'll see how Daniel Cuvée and all the guys. By the way, I know we haven't talked much about Canes baseball, which has had their ups and downs. Daniel Cuvée, he might be his numbers this year again. Woody, I didn't realize how good they were. I'd be lying to you until I saw him here a few days ago on the numbers he's putting up at third base. I think he ended up with 81 RBI, hit a ton of home runs. And that's coming off a year where he was really good last year as well. So good luck to them. Good luck to Canes baseball, man, and seeing if they can't do an underdog special again. And
I don't want to jump the gun here. You do. We always talk about bucket list sports trips. That Omaha, that College World Series looks like a lot of fun.
Not on my list.
No?
I got to tell you, man.
You never been, right?
No, because I'll tell you a funny story. I was working at NBC6 with Craig Minervini, and Craig loved it. Craig Minervini, well, he's doing, hey, listen, he does a great job with the Marlins right now in their pre- and post-game shows. So Craig and I worked together for a long time, and that was a big thing for him. Like, hey, man, you mind if I go? Because one of us had to go, and I said, it's yours. You know, because after that, you know, football's getting ready to start. And then it's my turn. And I was like, no, you take it. Because he talked about the great steak restaurants and, you know, and hanging out. And, hey, look, it. All those guys talk. It's not like professional sports where it's hard to get to the best players. And so, yeah, it's pretty cool. And so, yeah, I never end up going. And Tony Segretto, before that, Tony loved to go. Tony is a big baseball guy, and he loved to go and was real close and to the University of Miami and stuff. So Tony would go. So, no, I didn't go. And you're right. It looks like a great event, but when you allow a guy to start going, he doesn't want to stop going. You can. I don't want to be that guy that said, dude, you're not going this year. You know, I'm going. So, but you're right. A lot of guys.
Yeah, you had a lot of good stuff that you got to take claim to while you were doing the TV stuff.
Between TV and radio, and a lot of times both, I saw most of it. Hey, listen, the only thing I wasn't around for to see the undefeated Dolphins, to be honest. Outside of that, I've had great trips and no regrets.
I don't know which one I'm more jealous of your trips. I don't know. Garden, Heat, Knicks, LeBron, Celtics, you know, those games.
Well,
trying to think.
I will tell you,
those basketball games. You had that Cubs game. You were at the Bartman game, right?
I was there, and that it was a great moment. The double play ball, you know, everybody forgets about.
What was that like covering that game?
Jeez, unbelievable. Man. That team was.
They must have been freaking out.
Everything Jack McKeon did, I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
And even the players, you know, those guys are pretty open about stuff like, what is he doing? You know, and Jack was going to Mass every day. Jack's an everyday Catholic. He and Don Shula. The two guys that will find a church every day or find a priest every day and have a mass or have a moment. I mean, and so anyway, everything he would do in that game, I don't know if you remember, he had starting pitchers that were setup men, and he was just going to win every game and all the great stories that he did. But I got to tell you, my favorite game of all of them.
Yeah, I was about to ask you, your favorite game you've covered.
LeBron on the road, game six.
Yeah. Yep.
Boston's got a chance to wrap it up at home after winning down here. And LeBron just.
That could be the greatest single performance ever.
Well, and it was over early. It wasn't one that went into the late, you know, fourth quarter.
No.
He was on fire. He just went on the road again. they had a chance to put it away, and they didn't do it at home. And so I thought that was one of the greatest performances that I've been around. That was a special one. I got to tell you, the other one is the Rose Bowl. At the time, you don't really you know the Canes are really good, and you're sitting there and they're talking, and you see all the true freshmen aren't really playing in the back, and you realize that some of those guys are going to go on to be some of the freshman class that didn't play that much that. As soon as those guys graduated, we're going to go on and be top 10 picks. And it was unbelievable. And that might be, some people think that's the greatest college football team of all time. And so.
You were on the field for that game, right? Towards the end?
No, that was the next year. I was on the field running for, I was about 15 or 20 yards from Coker on the Fiesta Bowl on the delay call. Where they had come all the way back. Remember that? They had come all the way back after not playing
that game,
great.
I remember.
Just a fantastic game. And
that's one you'll never forget.
Well, it's just the call was so late.
Yeah.
And some people said it was a bad call, but there was so much hatred for the Canes, it just was kind of, it was never, nobody made a big deal about it.
So you had to go on after and do TV?
Yes.
Wow.
So anyway, that happened, but that, you know, so I've seen some great stuff, but I've never been through my life, and I think if you listen to me, I'm not one to say an official has cost you a game. But that one and that call was game, right? What was that, pass interference down on the side, right? Is that what it was?
Yes, sir.
And everybody's looking around, but Coker literally was out on the field. The players were running around. That was ball game. And all of a sudden, the flag came out and kind of got downplayed. But the year before the Rose Bowl, there was no doubt. Not even an officials could have called bad play. That, and then you see the talent. And I don't know. Look, I didn't think Nebraska was the second best team in college football that year to get the right to play in that game. But I think it was the fact that so many guys from that were on the bench to the guys that started, from the Ed Reeds to the Andre Johnsons, and I don't want to start leaving a whole bunch of guys out. The guys are up early and that live in town here. Dorsey was a quarterback, of course, but what a friggin' team. I mean, it was loaded with first-round picks everywhere. Just
we just need to get you a good Dolphins something.
Yeah, you know
what I'm saying? We need you to end with a Dolphin memory, man.
I didn't get any of my TV moments or radio moments. Has not been that team.
You don't have anything good, do you?
My best story is best story is with Dan Marino the night before in Jacksonville. We were talking. And I was, you know, doing TV up there and getting ready to cover, and he says, "Hey, I feel really good about this game." Says, "We got some great matchups. I feel great." And we wouldn't have won in a two-hand touch football game. I forgot the score, but that was it. Well, that Jimmy's last game, if I'm not mistaken. But
we got to get you something good, man.
Hey, look at you. Not all your memories are going to be great. I just told you one of the greatest. I thought maybe the best college football team. Hey, there are a lot of people.
People would agree with you about that.
And a lot of people don't think it's the best Canes team. So.
Yeah, a lot of people would agree with you on that one. Those LeBron games are incredible. Those games in the Garden, I mean, those were.
You're just talking about all the great road games and the celebration. Hey, probably.
Well, the home game, the Ray Allen game, was like they had in the finals like the last 10 years or something.
But I was just talking about road games.
Yeah, but road games, that was.
Road games were, beating the Mavs. That was a great game.
You were at that game, too?
I was there, and I got to tell you, it was great being. Those guys were great with us. That's before time started to change, but. You could get guys after and put their arm around you and really juice up your live shot a little bit. So it was great. Hey, we got to go to break here, man, before I start living the history of South Florida here. We've got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning as we get set for game two. And, boy, I'll tell you what a game. If you're just sitting back and not caught up and we never blow a 3-1 lead like that and you just watch that game as a fan. How the hell? It was like last night. I really don't care, or this morning when I finished watching. I don't really care who wins between the Pacers and Oklahoma City. Maybe you do. Maybe you got strong feelings one way or the other because of, you know, for whatever reason. But it was just a great game. Those comebacks and hitting clutch shots and being the man late and who's going to show up and stuff like that. And even though
neither team is, you know, hard to root for.
The Panthers,
right? I mean, they're not dislikable.
So I didn't think the Panthers just fell apart in that game. They had some chances. They missed them. And you know.
3-1's close, man. I know the Panthers don't give up that lead a lot, but that game was a whole heck of a lot closer.
Well, it was quickly 3-2.
Yeah, that game was much, much closer than people give it credit for. The second goal Bob gave up was very disappointing.
Yes, it was. I think that was the one.
99 times out of 100.
That was the one Ekblad kind of turned his body and said, "I'm not getting ripped with that shot."
It just kind of went right under his glove there. But I'll tell you too about Edmonton, man. They're, you know, I kind of find myself liking that team too. Those stars, you know, Connor McDavid. I don't know, maybe it was TNT that just kept playing hype videos about how sad they were after last year.
Hey, by the way,
made
man,
you feel a little bad for
no,
them.
No, but Stars, that's the other complaint from everybody down here is why do it so much on Connor McDavid? He's the best friggin' player in the game, and everybody knows the history. The only thing he hasn't won is this. He's going to be a big story.
He's the LeBron of this thing, right?
He's really friggin' good.
He's the LeBron going into the, you know, the Heat Finals.
All right, hey, listen, we got a lot more stuff, Woody, to get to here this morning as we continue on. Been hitting this hard because I want all guys out there that are dragging today because they tried to stay awake last night. Now shot today, and you're dealing with low T. You know it. Hey, some guys it hits. I was shocked to find out when I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic. Guys are getting low T and ED in their early 40s. It's normal too. It's like every guy's body is different. You start to lose your low T, and sooner or later, ED kicks in as well, and I'm talking about not only energy level, but your sex drive, and you're in a funk, you're in a fog, you're a little moody, you've been called a grumpy old man. No, none of us like to hear that unless we're joking around. But if you're feeling that way, I just want to let you know Atlantic Men's Clinic can turn things around for you in the bedroom as well as just everyday life and just get more out of weekends and more energy to work out like you used to, which allows you to keep your weight down. So many benefits. Atlantic Men's Clinic is just so professional in what they do. I know there's a lot of places out there. I don't want any specials, though, 2-for-1 specials. I want professional, really good people, and that's what you get at Atlantic Men's Clinic, man. I tell everybody, you go in, you set up that first appointment, you get the T, the PSA test, you meet with their professionals. They explain everything to you. They put you on a program that's perfect for your situation. It's professionally policed, and you get the best results. 6 locations in South Florida to serve you. Make and set up that first appointment. Please set it up today. If this is something that's bothering you like it bothered me and I was full-blown ED and low T, man, 877-455-7300. It makes a difference. And quickly, 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com today.
Yeah. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I mean, we're a very mentally strong group, so I'd say it's probably more technical than mental. I mean, we've got a lot of battle scars on us from the last few years, and we've been through, you know, way worse than just that yesterday. We can be better. We can adjust a few things and, yeah, come out tomorrow and try to get a win here and get some momentum going back home. We feel comfortable on the road. It's a simple game. It's a hard game. It's an adversity type of game, an adversity type of atmosphere. We've said it a bunch. It's that us against the world mindset, but you really feel it, especially being down in a series. You know, your back's not necessarily against the wall, but it's you know, you treat it as a big time must win in a hostile environment, and I feel like that's when we're at our best. So.
You have to worry about that guy's confidence, even though I did see a lot of Panther fans ripping Matthew Tkachuk, who, by the way, I guess you figured out he's not at 100%. He gives you everything he has, and he needs to be on the ice. And again, I know the overreaction when somebody or the game doesn't go the way you want, that all of a sudden you want to bench somebody or something. Matthew Tkachuk needs to play. If you made a mistake in that game and you've had a good postseason run, they're not going to just all of a sudden, because of one bad play, jerk the guy out. They're not going to do that. This guy, Paul Maurice, is not going to do that. We'll talk more with Jeff Rimmer about some of the stuff. Hey, by the way, one thing is, man, podcasters – and they get their stuff out. They've had a lot more say so on things. Their stuff's out there on social media with social media, especially reaction to games and how players are playing. It's a different world now for sure. There's no question about it. I find myself now reading and hearing. And hey, listen, a lot of time I go, hey, that's pretty good. I don't disagree. And then sometimes I go, ooh, sometimes you got to back off as a fan. Sometimes you might want to just step back a little bit. I know you're fired up. And I always say this too, fans, sometimes they take losses. I've seen now both sides of it. Sometimes I call us the bridge. And I've seen fans sometimes take losses harder than some of the players. That is true. I have seen it. I played with guys that had a bad game. I'd love to say one name, and he's one of the best players I played with, one of the best, but he could let it go faster than anybody. As soon as that game was over, he was done. He was not taking it back on the plane, was not taking it home with him. He was already making plans to go enjoy himself on his day off, and came back, and he just like, look at man, I know I'm good. I'm not worried about me. Matter of fact, I worry more about you guys. And so you're going to get guys like that. Everybody's different. Everybody handles losses differently. And I know we want every guy to sit at the, you know, like Zach Thomas and Jason Taylor and those guys you stack after losses. Because if you wanted to get those guys going, it didn't take much to get those guys fired up after a game. And they, before they'd see family or people they were dating, man, they had to be by themselves for a while because they took losses like it was personal. It was a tough one. All right. Hey, we've got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. Hey, by the way, I haven't talked on it. We will. Aaron Rodgers is going to sign, I guess they're talking about today. He'll be at minicamp on Tuesday for the Steelers. And here we go, man. Round three. 2 years with the Jets and now coming back to play with the Steelers. I got to tell you something. The organization is much, much better obviously, and stable, the Steelers compared to the Jets. But I gotta tell you what, man. The Jets, and I know that offense wasn't perfect, and the offensive line gets ripped there. It seems like every year the Jets, the first thing we talk about is their offensive line, how bad it is. Boy, you look, and I was doing it again. I keep looking. I go, you know, this Jets team, God, they got a lot of good players on that team to struggle so much. They've actually done a good job with some of their draft picks and picked a lot of good guys on both sides of the ball. And they just can't get it figured out. And I look at that team with the Steelers. I'm sorry. I just don't see this as a strong – and the Dolphins play the Steelers this year. They're shorthanded a wide receiver. They're fine at tight end. And I know Jonnu Smith's name is still being thrown around as a second tight end with that Steelers team. But with Aaron Rodgers coming, and everybody seems to think they're still going to go out and get somebody else, going to trade for somebody out there. But I don't know. I am really curious. But I'll tell you what, you want to talk about storylines besides our local team with the biggest, but just the Aaron Rodgers story is going to be. By the way, do we play the Steelers here? Woody, I think we do. For some reason, I think Pittsburgh's a game here. So we'll get a chance to see Aaron Rodgers again now, as he'll be at minicamp and a big story that it's become. And their O-line was...
It's actually on the road.
It is on the road?
December 15th.
All right.
Night game.
Oh, boy. December in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that's one
of those... Is that going to fall under one of those cold weather games then? I guess that'll be...
Yes.
Yes. Yes, it will.
Yes. Remember, the end of the season was tough, remember? When you start December, you got two cold games at New York, at Pittsburgh.
That is one of them.
Right?
Okay.
Then you get two playoff teams at home, Cincinnati and Tampa Bay. And then you finish with a cold game at New England.
I still...
So the narratives will play out
at the end of the season. All those things that I'm guessing the team's getting tired of hearing about. I would. We've been talking about it since Mike's been here. He's had to hear it, so he's joined the party with everybody else.
They have so many winnable games to start the season.
Yes!
They really do. At Indy. By the way, that quarterback, the bum from Florida, is hurt. Did you see that? His shoulder again.
I was going to leave my...
What is he doing? Is he taking on tacklers in OTAs? What is that guy doing?
And by the way, this is a guy that gets hurt running. Now your shoulder is hurt from throwing. Unless, like you said, I laughed about that.
He tries to run guys over, but he's glass.
Well, he's a great athlete, but
not Lamar.
Oh, boy.
Or Josh.
8 touchdowns, 12 picks. I thought Daniel Jones was going to win that job anyway. And by the way, let's not get carried away about Daniel Jones unless you're just going to blame the Giants stuff. So,
Joe, the first 5 games, the only game that really troubles you is the at Buffalo game, which I assume they'll lose. But you should be able to beat Indy, New England, the Jets, and Carolina.
You're right.
If you can't beat those teams, then you know what? We are in rebuild mode, reset mode, or whatever
Woody,
the hell you want to call
Woody,
it.
I can't disagree.
Yeah, you start, losing record after those 5 games. It's over, man.
I did the same thing.
By the way, after that, you got the Chargers, and then the Browns, then the Falcons.
They look at us, and I know they're saying the same thing. So
yeah, absolutely.
They're looking at us, but you look at that schedule early on, and those games you mentioned. Before you get into some of the big boys, you got to win. You got to win those games.
That's the problem, though, because you do get into the really big boys after that: Baltimore, Buffalo, Washington.
Yeah,
before you're bye.
Right, right.
All at home, if that helps you. But
well, listen.
Good for the season ticket holders.
You get
to see some good teams down here. That's for sure.
Anthony Richardson with his shoulder injury. I thought the same thing. I was going, what the hell, man? You hurt your shoulder, and now they don't know when you're going to be back. And Daniel Jones is supposed to be an open competition. Daniel Jones goes, that's why I'm here. That's why I signed here. It's going to be a good place here. So, and that's who the Dolphins will open up with. Probably going to be Daniel Jones at the quarterback position. And honestly, it's probably going to be a really good game. You can say whatever the strength of their team is and the weaknesses of the Colts are, and of course the
owner. You're right, by the way. I think the spread was like 1.
It's going to be.
It'll be a close game.
We got the Browns too, don't we?
Yeah.
We got the Browns.
That's what I was saying. This is the beginning part of the schedule.
Gabriel Sanders. You ever seen that? You might never see that again, by the way, Woody. Four guys got a chance to be starters.
You play eight games before you get into that three-game stretch where you'll probably lose all three. Right? You have eight games, Joe. If you can go 6-2 in those eight, you could afford to lose those three.
Well, you're
and
probably
then you see
one of those teams. You know, those teams, I understand you're looking at them off last year. Probably not going to happen where you beat them all, but at the same time,
no, but 6-2.
If you're really a playoff team, you do have to win against some of these good teams at home.
5-3?
Gotta,
through eight? Like, what do you think is realistic through eight games before you get to the three? I mean, I want to say losses, right? They're not beating Baltimore.
Well,
unless Baltimore is, like, you know, riddled with injuries. They always struggle with
Buffalo. Well, unfortunately, riddled with injuries is a factor in the league. Ask the 49ers late in the year. They came down. Did that look like the 49ers have been going to Super Bowl, that team that came down here?
I know, but if I'm looking at it today, Joe, Thursday night, Baltimore.
Not good.
I don't feel great about that game, but can you go 5-3 in the first eight?
Well, you hit it right off the bat, though. You got to go early in the year. You got to win, learn how to win, right? You got to win. You're probably going to play a lot of young guys. We've been talking about that all week. Boy, you can get off to a good start, and some of those young guys get some experience, and they're going to make mistakes, but they can show promise there going forward. But anyway, hey, we got to go to break here. We're running super late.
This is all with the assumption, by the way, that they're actually trying to be good, and they're not doing this whole reset, rebuild, whatever nonsense.
I can tell you on behalf of the top of the organization
that they're not doing that.
Yes.
Okay. Their actions don't, you know, necessarily reinforce that, but you know, the Jalen Ramsey thing not good, Jonnu thing not good.
That the one that I do know for sure.
Sealer thing not good.
The Jalen Ramsey one is they are gonna try like hell to get everybody else happy. But the one that's biggest
embarrassing,
problem,
by the way, how embarrassing is that?
Can
to
we go
that
to break
that
here?
Money?
Why do you do this? You do this every time.
You worried your boss is gonna come in today?
No, but I don't want to end up with 2-minute segment here coming up. Hey, I do want to tell you about what's going on for hurricane season. That is, you got to ask yourself a question. Have you protected your home with impact windows and doors? And is your roof solid? Are you trying to leak through with the blue tarp one more year? Are you trying to, I call it leaking through. Man, you're playing with fire. We've been lucky the last few years with hurricane season, but you never know. Protect your home with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. Matter of fact, you got an old leaky roof. Let's start there. Replace your old roof now. You can pay later. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty, plus thousands of five-star reviews. Say big on legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows as low as $3 per window per month installed. So don't wait for the next storm, South Florida. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, LoctiteImpact.com or call 954-500-LOCK. I'll bet you have a lot of questions. They got a great group in there of professionals ready to take your calls and answer all your questions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, before we get back to the show here, let's go ahead and get you your weather. It is brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 80 degrees at the moment, and looks like there is just a 6% chance of rain. So no rain here in the forecast. And also want to let you know, with the Miami Heat holding the 20th pick, fans can attend a draft party in person at the Kaseya Center on June 25th. The event will feature immersive activities, including shots on the court, exclusive photo opportunities, appearances by Heat legends, live entertainment from Heat talent, and more. To RSVP, you can visit heat.com/draft party. So the NBA draft party for the Heat there, Joe. We'll go ahead and toss it right back to you, man.
All right, Woody, thank you. And here, happy Friday to everybody out there, man. I hope you have a nice weekend coming up here. And I know how we could start a nice weekend with a nice win in game two in Edmonton tonight after that overtime loss 4-3 and up 3-1 and everybody pointing fingers. Boy, I'll tell you what, man. You're treating it like it's football, like one and done, man. It's not. It's a best of seven. And we had chances, man. We had some point-blank shots. They had point-blank shots, too. I don't know if I can remember a game where there were so many point-blank shots so close by both teams, right? Both teams could have scored 6 or 7. There were some rebounds, and guys just missed and didn't lift it enough, and I think McDavid had one or two that bounced off the post. It could have gone either way. And I get it, man. I get 3-1 is usually lights out. Good night. We'll see you Friday. But it didn't happen. So here we go. Game two tonight. And we'll have Jeff Rimmer, former Panther, voice of the Panthers, join us. And we'll talk to him about it. Mike Florio will join us later, by the way, with all this news. Can I ask you a crazy question? Not to get away from all the local things here for just a second. Does anybody care about the Bill Belichick, Jordan Hudson story? Do you still care?
Not as much as that one guy that's covering that story, no.
Yeah, was that Pablo? Was that Pablo? Yeah. Torrey? Is that?
I think the story's funny, but then when you start like really digging into it, it gets a little weird.
So I'll tell you what I do care about, though, because it's part of the ACC.
Yeah, how good that football team's going to be?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's – yeah.
And I'm like everybody else. Bill Belichick is so close to breaking Shula's record.
Yeah, but these games don't count.
I understand. I have trouble believing he doesn't want to get back into the NFL.
Yeah. I saw his buyout went down to like $1 million or something.
He can write that out of the checking account. Yeah. The guy's made $200 million as
he's
a not, head
I don't
coach.
See any NFL team – bringing him in, man. Like, I get he's trying to do the whole like I'm not an old guy thing because he's dating like a, you know, a kid and,
well,
you know,
guys
going,
his
doing
age
a college thing. Like, I mean, I get it, but
you know, Pete Carroll's older than Bill Belichick and he got another job.
Yeah, but I just Belichick,
I mean, guys
to
are
me,
getting jobs.
I know, but Pete Carroll always kind of seemed
cool
younger. Yeah, cool, I guess is the right word. Belichick's an old curmudgeon, steal a word from yesterday's show.
No, he is completely different personality.
Belichick, to me, is just feels like an old man, like an angry old man. He's never been friendly to the media.
I don't
he
know.
He doesn't
he's
seem
been,
like, as players don't seem to love him.
No, I think they respect him because he won so much, and they won a lot, and they got a lot of extra money.
Brady didn't seem to be a huge
but
fan.
I don't think.
Right? I mean.
No, I don't think those guys think they're going to be.
No, it wasn't a love affair.
I think the Brady Belichick's one of the most interesting.
Brady won't crush the guy. I mean, he won't do
no,
that. But
because he's
got
respect
there, yes.
Hey, he gave him the starting job. He drafted him. All
you
those
could
things.
You tell when Brady got to Tampa that he was happy to kind of be able to show a little personality for once.
Well, that relationship, I think Tom Brady just said one day, and by the way, I mean, you follow a lot of people, think Belichick said, hey, really, I'm done with you, man. It's time for you to float away. And he said, you know what? Maybe you're right. Here, I'm going to go win somewhere. I'm not done playing. Would have been easy on Belichick, but made Belichick, by the way, really, he goes and wins a championship somewhere else. So
I hope he doesn't win a game at North Carolina. I hope they go 0-12.
Well, you're going to see him a lot.
That'd be great.
Who do you think is going to be on TV a lot in the ACC this year?
Yeah, I know. By the way, we were talking about this the other day. The ACC media days are coming up next month. And what's that going to be like with that guy? Is he going to run around Radio Row like the rest of the coaches?
No. No,
come over
you
to us?
And I were talking. So the other funny thing about
that. Is the girl going to be walking
there
around
you go.
As his PR person?
There you go. So is she going to be?
I'll be there. I'll let you know.
And I got another one. Don't think that those games aren't going to find, those cameras aren't going to find where she's sitting.
She should not be there. No what? Way she's there, right?
Well, she's going to sit up in the stands.
No,
somewhere.
But I'm talking about the media day. There's no way she goes to that.
No way.
Right?
No way.
She would be the only girlfriend or wife that goes to media day.
But I got to tell you, to be fair, I have been covering that ACC thing for a few years. You did it last year, and you're going to do it this year. But, Woody, I've never seen a wife there.
No.
They come in.
They also don't stay the night anymore, Joe.
No,
these guys, they charter in, they charter out.
Well, they come.
They
come the night before. Some of the teams come the night before, do their thing, and jump on the plane in the afternoon, and they take off. It's a real
in and out. Yeah,
it's a business trip.
I would be shocked if she was there.
The last thing you want to sit over and worry about your wife. And why would your wife or girlfriend want to be there? It is just hardcore,
yeah.
Hey, what do you think of your team, and what about the new rule, and how are you handling the NIL, and how are you handling the transfer portal? And
I'll be completely honest, like if you were to get Belichick on, which we'll obviously try to, it would kind of be almost ridiculous for you to ask him about the girl.
So
right, like he's at an ACC media day. I don't know what you would do, but to ask him about the girl would be, I would think, kind of out of bounds.
Here we go. Here's what's going to happen. The PR people, as you know, come to you first and say he's going to come on. Hey, what are you going to ask him about?
Football, yes.
And they're going to make sure, hey, Belichick's agreed that he needs your market. He's been told by Michael Lombardi he needs your market. So, what are you? They're going to give you a choice because they need this market. You're being used. They want to get their word out, and they know that. They'll go, Belichick will come on in South Florida.
I would like to hear the interview, football-wise. I don't need you to ask him about the girl. That would just, I don't know, man. Like, I wouldn't do it if I were you. Like, if it was an after-hours interview and they're like, hey, he's going to talk at noon, like, you got to do the interview, I would not ask him about the girl. Would you?
I don't really care that much about it right now. I'm at a point.
I just don't know what else you can ask this guy about the girl that, like, he's going to say something interesting.
He did this to himself, by the way.
1,000%.
Don't blame anybody.
Shouldn't have brought her to the CBS interview. That's when this thing started to snowball.
If you really want to keep all the noise out and focused on your team and what you've done, because that's all anybody's going to care about. It's going to be about wins and losses here coming up. All right, 7 o'clock hours coming up here. We got to get caught. We got a little long-winded early in the
sixth. Texter's saying she'll be there. She's a media and attention. I don't want to say that word, but.
Ho? No, like I don't think so, man. I don't think she's.
I don't think so. Not at media
Hey,
day.
Bill, you don't need her next to you, Bill.
No.
Take your three or four best players on your team, your PR guy, your AD, fly in there together, in and out. and do whatever you have to do. Some of that stuff. Pick your hand. By the way, the hand.
Could you imagine if she walks him around the radio row? I mean, no, it'd be my terrible. God.
There's no way.
Then you'd have to say something, I guess.
There's no way.
I would. They have people
I'm tell
that do
you
these
there,
things.
If she's sitting there staring at me,
whoever the cam at UNC is, I'm guessing we'll walk him around.
Bill, how serious is this relationship?
This Bill, girl right here. What do you know?
Bill, are you getting engaged? Are you privately engaged? Hey, I got to tell you about the main man here for just a second before we jump on this 7 o'clock hour. Yeah, now start thinking about that, Woody. That would be he's a real dumbass, and he really is clueless. There's no way the school, there's no way the AD and president would go, Bill, you're flying down on a private plane with your players. Please leave her at home. We don't need that right now. There's no way she comes. All right, now I want to tell you about the main man, Anthony Caliendo at the Business Broker Experts. Man, this guy is a marketing machine. Nobody's going to market your business better and get you more money than Anthony Caliendo. Aggressive, confident, and gets it done. He is a closer. Hey, he's got a lot of people already. We were talking. He says, hey, Joe, a lot of people have moved here over the last 3 or 4 years. Said, hey, if something pops up in this category, I'd be really interested in buying it for my son or for myself while I'm living in South Florida. A lot of people are doing it. So I got to ask you, he's looking for people that are just about there and ready to sell their business. So I got to ask, are you tired of the stress? Are you tired of the risk? Are you tired of the competition? Are you tired of all your employees? Are you just tired of being tired every day when you come home on a Friday night? And she goes, the wife says, oh boy, you need to sell it. Enough's enough. Well, if you're going through that right now, call Anthony Caliendo at the Business Broker Experts and let him get started. It doesn't matter what size, 100,000, 100 million. There's a buyer out there that he will find for you to get you a lot of money. The other part of this is you're not exactly sure what your business is worth. You know it's been good to the family. Well, you get a $2,500 value to you. He will come in and let you know exactly what it's worth for free. You agree on a price, and he is off and running. Call him today, 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN, Anthony Caliendo. That's 1-800-843-6246, and ask for Anthony. He'll get started. Hey, you're not going to get to run around with 200 people in an office. You're not really going to get him. You didn't think that was going to. No, you get the main man. Visit the web at themainman.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.